A new series on the Fox Television Network is challenging assumptions of what American audiences will watch. Empire just finished its first season in the top 10 and is the most popular news show in at least a decade, becoming a cultural phenomenon. NPR's Bilal Qureshi went to a watch party last night in Washington, D.C. for the season finale.
Here we go, here we go, here we go. Come on, everybody, round of applause. It's Empire time.
At one of D.C.'s biggest Empire watch parties, a sharply dressed crowd of hundreds is huddled around every flat screen in a club downtown.
I'm gonna run the Empire. I'm gone.
Empire is about the messy family politics behind a hip-hop label. The owner's son is a rapper, and in one of the key scenes in the finale, he trashes his father in verse. The father knocks him out. It's exactly the kind of drama D.C. native Brian Fagan loves.
You get that every week. Every week you're on the edge of your seat waiting for what's happening next. You know, you only get that in a few shows these days, you know?
In just 12 episodes, Empire has shattered expectations and records to become one of network TV's biggest and most talked about shows. Its original soundtrack is soaring on iTunes. It's a primetime soap opera filled with glamorous apartments and designer bling. Oscar-nominated actor Taraji P. Henson is Cookie, the show's breakout star.
No other music company has ever.
Don't forget to thank me, baby. Don't forget to thank your Cookie on this historic occasion.
Cookie's Hello. Fierce insults and animal prints have kept the fans' tweets and obsession flowing. At the DC watch party, there's even a Cookie makeover station, an impersonation contest.
Somebody! A Cookie makeover. Make sure you get to the table and register.
T. Lewis came to this watch party because she wanted to see the final episode with a crowd.
It's a hype night, you know, it's the finale night.
Why do you love the show, and what is it about the show that you love so much?
Team Cookie, of course.
When the commercials end and the dialogue is back, nobody in this audience wants to miss a beat.
Ooh, I miss it. What's your name?
Bilal.
Yeah. Keep quiet. No, I'm just playing.
Critics have raved about Empire and how it shatters assumptions about who watches so-called black TV shows. Empire's white and Latino audience has grown with every episode. It's also not a heavy-handed show about race, civil rights, or politics. It's meant to be fun. Lee Daniels, one of Hollywood's leading black filmmakers, helped create Empire. And D.C. native T. Lewis says she just hopes he can build on that success.
It probably shocked him, so now he got to go back to the drawing board and get ready for another season. Because we're hungry, we want more.
Fox has already renewed Empire for a second season, and it's expected to air later this year. Bilal Qureshi, NPR News.